Blog Talk Radio.
From Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. It's our morning series. I'm so glad to come before you today. Happy Sunday. It's just been such a great year so far. Gosh, I can't believe we are almost done. We only have a few more months left in the year. And, you know, and just been looking back over my life and just some things that, you know, that I've seen and experienced and, you know, through friends and family, I am so grateful that God has been with me. I'm so grateful that even in times that I didn't think I would be able to make it, that God was with me, and the strength in which he has given to me to endure was amazing. So as most of you know, I lost my mom last year, and, you know, and I was very upset. I was like, God, why did you have me, why did you bring my mom here so I can watch her die? And and it was hard. It was just, you know, going through the struggles of understanding and God, why did you call me to do this? I mean, so through that, I had to really ask myself, who am I? Who has God called me to be? And why do I do or have a passion to do what he has called me to do? And, you know, my life's journey, I just turned 60 this year. What? I'm so excited. And through the journey, one of the volunteers who had no idea how old I was, and when I shared with her that I had just turned 60, she was like, wow. And then she asked me a question. How does it feel to be 60? What do you think about your life and what you achieved? And it started making me think, you know, going back to what I was just saying about my mom and, you know, just a lot of things that I experienced, that my family experienced. And what I'm going to share with you, and I think this is important just for you guys to ponder on, is that through my years prior to turning 60, I had to look, when I looked back and pondered on that question that she asked, I looked back to see how God has brought me through the grace of Jesus Christ through my life and all of the things that God had to burn off of me to make me more pliable and more sensitive to the needs of others. You know, for a long time, I was just very self-centered. It was about Pam, but I was always emotional about, you know, the hurts and the pains in the family, but I was self-centered, and that was truth. It was always about trying to be better, to do all these things, and once my children came, it was, you know, to make it better for my children so they would not have to go through. But that's like with any parent. But the important part through my journey and with me reflecting on what and who I was prior to 60 is God had to take me through a journey. He had a great calling on my life. As with most of you, you have a calling to do something, you know, within the family, within on your job, or something which God sees in you that you don't yet see within yourself. And in order for me to get to this place where I'm at right now, He had to burn so much off of me. And so I had to go through heartbreaks and this and that. You know, I turned left when I should have turned right, which made the journey a little longer. But even in that journey being longer, it was an experience to teach me how to not only love myself, how to love my family, how to forgive people who have hurt me, how not to hold on to the grudges, how not to hold on to those things that ached and just all the bad things that happened along the way, and how to forgive. Because if I didn't learn how to forgive, the journey would be even longer. And not only forgiving people, but forgiving myself. And that was so important, because if we don't forgive ourselves for any situation, anything that we've done, all of that was for nothing. Everything that you've gone through was for nothing, because you're still holding on. If I would have turned left instead of turning right, I wouldn't be here, or I wish I, you know, all the woulda, coulda, shoulda. But just know that even in the woulda, coulda, shoulda, even in that, God gets the glory out of it. All you have to do is just start to believe, you know, and then He develops such a strength in you where you're able to tackle and take on things that other family members would not have been able to withstand. They wouldn't know how to do it. So I've always been straightforward, you know, just kind of had a little hardness to my exterior, where it was just, it's this, it's that, but through the journey, God has softened that, but still kept that portion with me to make it easier when I have to make a decision, when I have to do something that's very hard, when I have to do something which I know is going to hurt. At least I know that I can stand and do it with the most utmost importance that He has called it to happen. So when my mom passed away, well, prior to my mom passed away, the journey was very hard. So when she first moved here, I was able to get her out. And, oh, my gosh, we had such a great, great time. She was out and about. She was able to sit and see the sun and just church and those things. But when the journey started to get hard, when my mom became very ill, You know, at first I was like, all myself, like, did I do this? But it wasn't about that. It was more about how God is just teaching me to take care of my mom and to be stronger with it within making the decisions and you know, just holding it together for the family as I shared, you know, what was going on with my mom. And, you know, so I just share all of that quickly with you to let you know that everything that you've gone through has a purpose. Everything to strengthen you to deal with stuff, you know, family. The journey is hard, no doubt. God is with you through the hard times and through the good times, and he will open up a window and pour you out a blessing. Remember to invite him in into every situation in which you are going through. Invite him in because he is always with you. You just have to invite him in. You have to invite him in order for your situations to change. And just know that in inviting him in, that you are blessed. You are blessed beyond measure. Even though you feel like, oh my gosh, when is this journey going to stop? But in that, think about all the blessings, all the things that have been poured into you, all the lessons in which you've learned. You are blessed to be a blessing to others. So hold on to the journey. Don't fear it. Don't be afraid of what God has called you to do, but stand strong in knowing that God is with you. So family, as we begin this day, I just want to pray with you and encourage you through your journey, encourage you through all the things in which are standing before you. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but just continue to keep your eyes focused on him. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for first and foremost for allowing us to rise this morning. We thank you for the grace and the mercy in which you've bestowed on us. We thank you for keeping us through the night, Lord. And we ask that you continue to guide us through this day. Lord, we ask for healing in those families who have lost, whose loved ones you've called back to you. Strengthen them through all of the mourning period, but let them know that the loved one is with you and that you will continue to feel that spot of hurt and pain. Lord, we invite you into every situation in which stands before us. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over everything that stands before us to move it out. We know that we have to speak to those things that are in our way. So, Lord, this morning we speak against those things that are standing in our way, that are stopping us from moving forward, Lord. We speak to those things that hurt us and on. So, Lord, we continue to give you this day. We continue to thank you for the grace and the mercy and the strengthening in us. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Family, if you are not certain how to start your walk with Christ, we ask that you just say a quick prayer. Father, we come to you. We ask that you forgive us for the things in which we've done. We ask that you come into our lives and that you are Lord of all things, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask this of you. Amen. To say that simple prayer, and if you are looking to continue this journey, please reach out to us by calling 301-304-6651. Or email us. Family, be blessed. Continue your journey. Don't be afraid because you are blessed no matter what it looks like. And we know God is with you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.